Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at health and medical news. Two is better than one. No doubt you've heard that expression. Well, researchers from Yale University found that to be true when it comes to 3D breast imaging to detect breast cancer. They say two views from different angles can help make sure a cancer won't be missed. You see, some places in Europe use only one view for screening. The Yale researchers wanted to see if one view was sufficient. Well, one view means that the patient gets a little less radiation, but they found two different views detect more cancers. And here's some more women's health news. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 10% of women over age 50 have osteoporosis, low bone density. But a study from Kaiser Permanente shows almost 30% of women who were prescribed bisphosphonates to treat osteoporosis didn't pick up their prescriptions. It's called medication non-adherence. The research published in the journal Osteoporosis International shows one in three patients prescribed a medication by their healthcare provider never pick it up. And among those who do, nearly three in four do not take the drugs according to providers' orders. Researchers say the findings suggest healthcare providers need to develop ways to address individual patients' needs at the time the drugs are ordered so people get the medication they need. And now some news about bird flu. According to a Reuters news article, the World Health Organization says a number of people who have tested positive for this new strain of bird flu in China have had no history of contact with poultry, adding to the mystery about a virus that has killed 16 people so far. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. Gregory Poland.
People really should not panic about this. A few cases here and there, but the virus has not developed the ability to spread efficiently from human to humans. That's what everybody's looking at. That's what all the attention is centered around. Were that to happen, I think we're in a good place in the sense that because of past pandemics, we have adequate supplies of antiviral drugs, and the virus is sensitive to that. And our own CDC and other agencies around the world are now beginning to develop a seed virus so that if a vaccine was necessary, we could make one.
And now let's move on to news about the treatment of liver cancer. A new minimally invasive tumor ablation technique gives hope to people who can't have surgery. The study of 22 patients in Germany found that a technique called IRE successfully destroyed tumor tissue in 70% of these patients. IRE disrupts the cell membrane and results in cell death. Right now, it's in clinical trials for treatment of liver and lung tumors. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.